Markets ended the week lower as rising treasury yields and a lack of clarity on progress in the Middle East weakened risk sentiment. The US dollar fell as concerns mounted that the US Treasury's plan to expand buybacks of longer-dated government debt would weigh further on the US currency. Analysts say that holding yields down will simply shift the burden of fiscal concerns onto the currency. As of this morning, the rand is trading below 16 rand to the dollar. On the earnings front, results from retailers continued to roll in last week. Walmart fell after reporting weaker sales growth, while Home Depot saw strength in budget-conscious DIY. Results have shown consumers directing most of their spend towards essentials and putting off big-ticket items, while still making room for affordable treats. In the UK, both inflation and retail sales were in line with expectations, leaving the door open to additional BOE tightening later this year. Looking at the week ahead, it will be a big one, with Nvidia earnings, Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's debut at Jackson Hole, and key inflation data. Nvidia takes center stage on Wednesday, with investors focused on third quarter guidance, product ramp timing, and China exposure. Nvidia's results have the potential to be market moving across the semiconductor and AI space, with options traders pricing in roughly 6% move following the report. Also on Wednesday is the release of the Fed's preferred inflation metric, the core PCE price index, which is expected to increase to 3.3%. US GDP, Michigan consumer sentiment, and non-farm payrolls annual revision will also be released this week. Attention will also be on Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium, where Fed Chair Kevin Warsh is set to deliver his first remarks. Investors will be listening closely to his assessment of inflation and the rate outlook. Turning to South Africa, consumer inflation surprised to the downside, easing to 4.3%, down from 5%, and below expectations of 4.5%. The moderation was driven mainly by a sharp slowdown in fuel inflation, with food inflation also continuing to ease. June retail sales were softer than expected, growing 1.6% year-on-year versus expectations of 2.3%. On the corporate front, Absa delivered in-line first-half results and full-year guidance. BHP delivered strong results, reinforcing the copper-led growth thesis. While NEPI Rockcastle also reported solid first-half results, with full-year guidance upgraded, reflecting continued operational momentum. In the week ahead, we expect PPI on Thursday, while Redefine will host its Capital Markets Day on Wednesday. That's it for now. Have a great week.